One out of three Americans may develop kidney disease, a disease that causes more deaths each year than either breast cancer or prostate cancer. This morning on Perspective, we're talking with Dr. Tadinder Dio. He is a nephrology, hypertension, and kidney disease specialist with Unity Health Network. That's part of Optum up in Cuyahoga Falls. And, Doctor, it's good to have you with us this morning. Thanks.
Thanks, Clark, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm happy to answer some questions for you today.
And why are we talking, why now is this a good time to raise awareness about kidney disease?
Kidney disease is something, one of the diseases where people don't understand that they have it, and it's kind of underrepresented in the population because people are just not aware. And the whole purpose of this is to raise awareness about the presence of the disease. 1 in 7 of the Americans actually have the disease, which translates into about 30 million Americans who actually have the disease. And 1 in 3 are actually really afflicted by it. So if you have 1 in 7 people who are really afflicted by it or at risk, we need to identify those people early enough so that we can actually intervene and intercept the progression of the disease. And Optum Health has actually worked with National Kidney Foundation and paired up to try and identify disease at an earlier stage, intercept, and act.
And you can look at OptumKidneyCheck.com to take an online survey that will help you assess your risk. We'll talk about that in just a minute as well. Did we lose ground during the pandemic, Doctor? So many people put off going to the doctor. So many offices and clinics were closed. Did a lot of these potentially diagnosed kidney diseases go undiagnosed because of that?
Yes, Clark. I'm glad you raised that question because we as physicians have really been hit with the pandemic, as have been the patients. But the patients have really suffered during this pandemic, unfortunately, because, number one, the physicians could not have appointments open for them. And because of the unknowns with this pandemic and being unprecedented, the people were scared to come into doctors' offices. And unfortunately, that led to delayed appointments. And with a disease like kidney disease, the early identification and taking preventive steps is the most important thing that we can do to help control the progression of this devastating disease, which can have impact on all organs on the body and it can be potentially fatal down the road, and is.
What are some of the things we should talk about with our a physician to help us prevent kidney disease?
So kidney disease has multiple factors which actually impact them, like diabetes, hypertension, smoking, diet, lifestyle. All of these things play a huge role in the progression of the kidney disease. So management of diabetes, hypertension, prevention of smoking, and actually education and counseling people to quit can actually have a direct impact on the progression of the disease. And people don't realize at this point in time, and we all, and I've been guilty of the same, take over-the-counter pain pills like Aleve, Motrin. These are benign pills, but as we get older, these pills can actually have an impact on the progression of the disease. And it's very important to raise awareness about these small risk factors. And common medications like Protonix, which is actually a medication people are commonly prescribed for GERD, or simple heartburn, can also have impact on the kidney disease. So basically identifying these risk factors and controlling them when disease can be managed is going to be the core of what we can do to slow down this epidemic of kidney disease.
Are there also some factors outside of lifestyle that may make some people more susceptible to kidney disease? So regardless of whether they've been have diabetes or whether they have smoked or any of those other factors you just mentioned, they should be more wary and more vigilant about their health?
Absolutely. Ethnicity, unfortunately, plays a huge role in the disease progression. And if you're a Latino population or an Asian American population, the likelihood of disease is about 1.5 to 1.7 times normal. And if you look into the African-American population, unfortunately, they have about a 3.5% increase in the incidence of the disease. So all these ethnicity plays a huge role in your disease process. And that's basically genetics, which plays a role over here in the progression of this disease.
Age plays a factor as well. At what point should someone who maybe does not have any of the other risk factors start thinking about talking to their doctor simply because they're getting older?
See, age plays a huge role. I'm sorry, I forgot to comment on that. As we age, we all lose kidney function. The kidney is basically a multifunctioning unit of these small units called nephrons. There are about a million in each kidney. And as we age, we start losing these nephrons, or the small functioning kidneys, I call them. And we lose about 0.5% to 1% a year, starting approximately age 40. It could be different in different population groups, but we all have to realize that we lose kidney function, as like anything else in the body, it slows down too. So people above age of 60 especially are vulnerable, especially if they have other risk factors like diabetes or hypertension or other risk factors that I alluded to earlier. So age definitely plays a huge role, and that's why as the American population ages, and it is very important to be able to identify that age plays a huge role in there too, and to have an appointment with a doctor in a timely manner for screening purposes, starting at age 50 maybe, and then identify the risk factors which could predispose to progression.
When symptoms finally appear, does that mean that the disease is fairly well advanced, or are there some maybe early warning signs or symptoms we should be aware of so that we know that it's time to go in and talk to our doctor right away?
So Clark, unfortunately, the kidney disease is one of those diseases which is silent, and it does not manifest itself until it's fairly advanced. Typically, once the kidney function hits below 60%, we call it stage 3 kidney disease. And that's the time when subtle things start happening, which are going to only be picked up on lab work, like your bone health may be deteriorating, the management of anemia, or the kidneys regulate release of a hormone which makes the bone marrow produce blood, and people can get anemia from that. And that can be a subtle sign also. So there are very subtle signs which start appearing early, but they can only be discovered on a regular screening by a physician. So once the kidney function goes down below 30%, then other changes start to appear at that point of time, which could be water buildup in certain people. Some people start seeing blood in the urine. Some people will start having itching. Some people have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep longer than usual. Difficult to manage high blood pressure can be an issue over here. And itching can also be a huge issue. And some people can have a lot of cramping because of the electrolyte and mineral disorders that accompany kidney disease. So those are all things that can potentially happen. These are subtle, but they become advanced and progressive. Extreme tiredness is one of those symptoms too.
How treatable is kidney disease, especially when it gets to that advanced stage that you just referred to?
Unfortunately, when it gets to an advanced phase, there is limited stuff we can do. We can definitely slow down the progression at that point of time, but we cannot completely stop the progression because then there are multiple factors which are playing, which include hypertension, maybe diabetes, maybe the protein leak from the kidneys. The healthy kidneys typically do not lose protein. And if they start losing protein, they actually are a harbinger of the prognosis of the kidneys down the road. So if we intervene with dietary changes like plant-based diets, which have been shown to significantly slow down kidney disease, or weight loss of at least 10%, high blood pressure control, management of diabetes, reducing the sugar levels to a level where the disease slows down. And we measure that by a parameter called the hemoglobin A1C, which is a snapshot of how the diabetes is managed in the body. And a level less than 7% typically correlates to a slowdown in the progression of the disease. So there are multiple things that can be done but they have to be under expert supervision at that stage to really slow down the progression. Typically, the time to really intervene is when the kidney function is beginning to decline, which is at about 60% or maybe around 50%. But once it gets to 30% or below, there are limited interventions that we can do, but typically it leads to delay, but not really a prevention. Prevention happens at earlier stages of the disease.
Dialysis and transplant, two treatments folks I'm sure are familiar with, are those still the best, maybe final lines of defense when the disease has progressed to the point where lifestyle changes and other medications just don't work?
Yes. Unfortunately, dialysis becomes the default option once the symptoms become unmanageable with medicine or lifestyle changes at a point of time. There are two forms of dialysis. One is the purification of the blood with just doing hemodialysis, which means putting a shunt in a part of the body, usually the arm, and using that to actually filter the blood 3 times a week. And the other is an option called the peritoneal dialysis, where we use the linings of the belly or the abdomen to actually clear the waste. And that one is one that I typically tend to promote, and the reason for that is that gives people a lot of independence in carrying out their daily activities, and it's a little easier on the body. The hemodialysis typically is a little more intense, and people tend to feel more tired, but it has an advantage because you can get it done easily and be done before our treatment, as opposed to peritoneal, which has to be done pretty much 4 to 6 times a week. So there are options out there. They're not ideal. The ideal option is when the kidney function goes below 20%, and if you're eligible to go for a transplant, and that the transplant actually is the best option which we offer to our patients. Default is dialysis, unfortunately, but that's what we have to do until we can bridge it to a transplant.
Dr. Dattindo Deo is a nephrology, hypertension, and kidney disease specialist with Unity Health Network. That is part of Optum, and that's located in Cuyahoga Falls up in the Akron area. Before we let you go, what again is the website where folks can go to maybe take that survey and find out if they are either at risk or even experiencing early stages of kidney disease?
They can go to optumkidneycheck.com. That actually is a website that leads to your National Kidney Foundation website, where you can actually put in your parameters, and that will give you the risk for developing kidney disease.
Dr. Dattindo Deo, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I hope we can raise awareness about this devastating disease and prevent this from progressing, and we can reduce the incidence. And thanks for helping out in the process.